Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Alan Finikar can face to face. Before it was Forever Jones and He Wants It Off. It's your favorite song. Unfortunately, I've got to put a cut to it because it is that time that I promised you about. And you know, I don't make false promises. I always deliver on all my promises. Now, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the second hour of Spectrum. It's Monday's edition of Spectrum with myself, Lukom Gwedi Puti. And like I said to you, every single Monday we get to have these chats. Now, this feature particularly, I needed to make sure that I don't change anything about it. Fathers Matter. That's exactly what we call it. And so as we begin today, I'm really, really so excited. You know, I was just sharing my story earlier on about how I have always had daddy issues. And it's only in my adulthood years that my life really took a bit of a turn. And so today, we are focusing on a topic, you know, father's involvement in the early years and why it's so important. And, you know, what are the benefits of having a daddy, you know, in the early childhood development stage? You might think, oh, they're still too young. They don't understand much. You've got a lot to learn. And so today, I am joined by Pastor Figilo Poka. I needed to make sure that I pronounce it perfectly because I think I was too quick to be related there. Pastor Figilo, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luko. What a wonderful moment it is for me to be at Radio Pulpit this evening. I am delighted to have a full circle. The last time I was here, it's 22 years ago.
You made me actually feel so young because I'm like 22 years ago. What
yes,
was I doing? I think 22 years ago, I was only 11, actually. I was 11, imagine.
So you are young enough to call me mommy.
Of course. Mum figure. Doesn't that make you feel old?
No, because of the role I assume in the community.
Oh.
In fact, you'll be happy to know that I started being called Mam Figile very early in life,
okay,
before
good.
I even had kids of my own. And the interesting part was when one senior lady in our church called me on the side and she said, Mam Figile, my baby. So she emphasized that though she's calling me Mam Figile,
but
I'm
you're still her baby.
And she says, I want you to understand that we do not call you mama because we are saying you are old, but we recognize the calling of God in your life to nurture us as a church. And you know what? From then on, I carried the mama title with such pride.
I love that. I love that. You're not one of the, Okay, I still have that moment because I'm just like, I'm too young. Don't call me mama. I've got kids, but imagine. So guys, without wasting my figure's time, you know, like I said to you today, we're talking about father involvement in the early years and why it's important and what are the benefits. And she's coming from Heartlines. Now, if you don't know who Heartlines is an NGO that uses the power of story to address social issues to inspire positive behavior change. Fathers Matter is an initiative of Heartlines that seeks to promote the active positive presence of fathers and father figures in the lives of children. Now, Mam Fikile, today we're focusing on the first years of a child's life, like I said. Correct. Why is it so important for a father to be involved at this time?
Sure, Luko. It is extremely important to have both mother and father from conception. In any case, we know that there can never be a child without both parties, right?
Of course.
But the problem is that oftentimes we find that the fathers disappear or take a back seat once the child is born, especially during early years, because they think, I can't talk to this person.
Exactly.
But let me just highlight that fathers are important first as providers, which is what we look at mostly, but not just providers of tangibles, but providers of love, providers of support, and interest in unique ways, you know, that benefit the child's development. So in early childhood development, we talk about holistic development.
Okay.
And that holistic development includes physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, all facets of a human being that need development. This is what the focus should be on early years.
Okay.
Now, if it's only mommy or only females, the maternals, that are attending to the child only and without the masculine side of a human being, then in essence we could safely say that we are creating an imbalanced child.
Of course.
And, you know, let's talk about emotional development. Fathers can help children develop emotional security.
All right.
And higher esteem at that. You must see a child who has a mother who's fully there, but the father is not. And then have the other child who has father and mother, and both are involved. The confidence is not the same.
True.
Go to a creche, an early childhood development center today, and listen to the children talk about their fathers. You see them beaming with pride that ubabami, and they then portray this thing that I'm an untouchable because my father is present.
It's true.
And also physically, when fathers get to engage with their children and play, physically that child has a better chance to develop a stronger physique than a child that's only handled by mommy. No offense to us mothers.
Yeah, and it doesn't speak of our weakness in any way.
Not a chance. It's not a comparison, but it's stating and emphasizing that fathers matter.
You know, as you're sharing this, I'm reminded a couple of months ago, I was back in the Eastern Cape, and my twin brother's son, who is 3 years old, for some odd reason, Ndapapa, and I was like, you guys need to get his teeth attended to because he had bad teeth in the front. He's 3 years, I mean. It took him to a day... operation apparently because the dentists were like, we need to extract these teeth. And the mom always tells a story of how when he woke up, and it's a boy, we always think this is a girl thing, we always associate daddy, you know, girls with daddy's girl. The first thing Yakumtu said when he woke up, he said, "Putadam, where's my dad?" That's the first thing he asked because the dad was in the bathroom.
Because dad is my protector at this point and I need him to affirm me.
Sure, so dads really matter.
Very much so.
Mentioned that fathers can help their children with their early learning. Please tell us more.
So in early childhood, the focus is mostly on development than it is educationally. But as they progress... then the education part takes center stage.
All right.
And there, children have that thing, that confidence that they have more on fathers, that if my father teaches me this, then I've got this going.
Yeah.
Now, let me correct this before my sisters get offended and want to justify why this child doesn't have a male figure or a father figure. You'll realize that the tagline for Fathers Matter, we are saying we are promoting the active positive presence of fathers in the lives of children. And we are not saying in the lives of their children. So we are not only just encouraging biological fathers to be there. Here we are saying... there's an uncle, step up and be a present father figure to the child. There is what we call in our communities, a stepfather.
Yes.
You know how I explain a stepfather? It is a father who has stepped up to take responsibility in the upbringing of a child. There are, at Heartlines, we call them social fathers. There are pastors, there are sports coaches, there are teachers. That can play the role of a father in the life of a child. Now, let's go back to your question. The importance of a father in the life of a child in development and education, if I may add, is that there are certain things that are better taught by men to children than women can. Right? Let's talk physically. Teaching a child to use a bike, to ride a bike.
Dads usually do a better job.
Because yabona mina luko, I'll be saying, yo, mtanami, ungawi.
Exactly.
Oh, be careful. Watch for that. And then he just says, go. Just go, okay? Physically, if physique, yomduan, when a child plays with the father, there's a difference than when I play with the child as a mother. You know, this practice of a father raising and throwing the child up and catching them.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, we women cringe to that. And we think the child might get hurt. But do you know that as the child lands on that father's hands, the body and the bones get used to something more stronger that will allow this child to even be more strong and structured? They don't get hurt easily.
Oh.
There is a difference between a child that experienced the hands of a father or a father figure.
Rougher hands.
Rougher hands, the tumbling. And then they teach them other things that if we were to teach as women, we might not be as successful.
Mm.
It has an ouch for us, but let's deal with it. Fathers matter.
Yeah. You know, as you're actually saying that, so I've got 16-month-old twins.
Mm. And, congratulations.
And one of them, for some odd reason, weird enough, she's the crybaby. Mm. Whenever my husband would hold her on her feet and her head looking downwards, she'd always laugh. That's kiamuhit. But, I would look at this, you know, and you could see she would love to also be part of this game.
Right.
But as soon as my husband does it, she cries. Oh, and I actually picked up that as much as we've always seen her as the braver one, she is not one to take risks.
Correct.
But then we noticed that with time, she would see that nothing happens to Gia.
Right.
So now she actually gives her daddy the feet to actually do it.
Yes.
So they really adjust and they learn to trust more as well.
Exactly. The building of trust.
Mm.
The confidence that this one I can take to war. Mommy, we can go do softer things. So with time, children know that if I want to engage in this, the best person could be uncle, could be daddy, could be my sports coach.
Yeah.
And as a result, in fact, let me tell you this. I experienced this. So 1 year we were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, Shemu Black Girl was a Soweto, usually on the sand. And I'm just watching and calling, hey, come back, not too far.
Of course.
And my husband was there with the children. And
but you're still calling out for the kids to come back.
I'm calling them to come back. And then after, you know, in the evening when we're just recalling how the day went. And so he says to me, did you notice what happened when we were at the beach? Niti, what exactly? He says, did you see that most of the children that were with their mummies were playing more along the shore? But the ones that were there with their fathers, they were brave enough to get into the waters and even go a little deeper.
So there's a sense of safety and protection that daddy brings with him.
Correct. A lot of confidence that daddy brings with it.
You know, I'm actually just, I was listening to you earlier on talking about how, you know, we always have this defense to say, daddy just didn't show up.
Mm.
And you know how you guys are actually calling out on the men in these children's lives to actually take that role, you know. And I think it's so important to emphasize that, yes, you can be an uncle, but you can play a fatherly role.
Correct.
You know, growing up, my mom came from a family of eight. Mm. And I always picked up, you know, it was only two of her sisters, herself and her sister, whose children had their dads because our parents were married.
Mm-hmm.
But of the other sisters, there's like six girls, by the way. Of the other sisters, they were single moms.
Sure.
And you know, they were always taught, now that you're talking about it, that your dad is your uncle.
Mm.
Your dad is your uncle. And I think while we're at that, I think it really is just a kind call. We're not forcing you to say, uncles, you've been deemed to be a dad.
True.
Play that role.
Yes. And in fact, at this point, I want to sound a vuvuzela to all those uncles, the brothers, the partners of
the moms.
The moms that are really there playing the role.
Yeah.
I know some men step into it with fear and hesitation to say, once this child is older, they might
run back to daddy.
You know, run to their biological dad. But I always say to that father that is present, that father figure, you are investing in this child's life.
Mm.
As and when they decide to go to their father, which I don't see anything necessarily wrong with that, you would have played your role.
Yeah.
And you would have contributed in the well-being of this young person. So go ahead and not hesitate. Do it with all you've got.
Don't you think, Mamfikile, sometimes I think we overthink the roles we need to play in children's lives, really? I mean, even us as women. You know, I was just watching Traditional Wedding the other day on TV. Mm-hmm. And this lady was sharing how her dad passed away when she was only 9, I think. And 3 years later, the mom remarried. And mm-hmm. fortunately, her dad's family actually released the mom and said, you know, our son would have probably done the same thing. He would have probably remarried. And correct. So we give you our blessing. Go and remarry. Wonderful. And the beautiful thing about it was that now she's getting married and her dad's family is there.
Awesome.
Her stepdad's family is also there. Awesome. You know, when they came to Lobola, they went to the, I think, my Lula family, who was the stepdad, actually. And everybody respected that. Mm. And for me, as I watched that thing and thinking about us actually coming into the show today, I was like, when we are all open-minded about this and yes. not fighting, we understand that it's about the child.
It is not about, us. The child. Correct.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this man stepped up.
Yeah.
And she never forgot her dad's family. Mm. But it was a matter of saying, when my dad was no more, this man showed up and played this role graciously.
Beautiful.
Sure.
And blessings to that man.
Yeah. Too, yeah. You know? Can imagine also him parenting her and thinking, person still has a relationship with the dad's side, but it doesn't matter. I'm the dad that's here right now.
And here's the truth: the presence of the current father does not do away with the fact that this child had a father or has a family outside of him.
Exactly.
In fact, the mother has done well to introduce this child to both sides to say, this is what it is. And this is how things will go. That child will thank them later in life to actually even be in touch with this is what life can be sometimes.
Yeah.
It does not negate the fact that he had a biological father.
Exactly.
In fact, this somebody might say this one is a better case because the biological father is deceased. Now imagine in the case where father and mother never got married. And yep. later the mother gets married and steps up to raise this child. There is no need, none whatsoever, that this family should hide the fact that that is your father.
Exactly.
Because let me tell you, if you as a mother particularly don't bring that information yourself to your child, there's a neighbor, there's a friend, there's a family member that's going to break it in a way that will crush you and actually temper with trust between you and your child.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what we say about trust? Trust is like a mirror. Once broken, it can be fixed.
Eish.
But the cracks will always show.
They'll always show.
So the trust upon this child will always be tempered with that my mother hid it from me, that this is my biological father. He would not even want to have me involved in his life. And let me tell you one of the reasons why such issues are a problem. You know, when a couple has gone separate ways, but there's a child, and they use this child to batter on each other.
Sure.
The problem is that it is not them as adults that receive the biggest hit and the damage. It is the child. Think about it this way. Umuthathuswazi or ibhandi ushaya umntwana. Each time you use that belt or that
stick,
it deteriorates.
Okay.
Disfragment.
Okay. All right.
Ya fufureka ka sotho.
Yeah.
Jwale imagine unkangwana o shapa ntato wa hae ka yena ho tloetsa lang kangwana. Emotionally, this child is receiving damage. Whether you knew about it or not,
exactly,
you are creating a wreck out of this child.
Sure. Actually, as you know, we need to go to the next question, but I'm actually thinking as you are speaking about this, I think we really need to call mummies out for trying also to overcompensate and trying to make up, because I was actually reading a post where a lady was talking about how she would never make space for the dad. And ladies were like, yeah, actually somebody had written a post to say, no matter the dynamics, even if you're fighting about these financials, make sure that you give the child a platform to have a relationship with the dad.
Correct.
And this lady shared it and said, this is easier on paper than it is practically. Hmm. And I thought she might have a point, but be that as it may, the truth needs to prevail. True. And, you know, the ladies were commenting under that to say, I don't even feel bad. He's never going to see my child. And I thought, why? Because you're hurt? What Correct. About the child?
Correct.
Why, like exactly you're saying.
Yeah.
Why are we fighting using the child ultimately? Because whether this man has hurt me and it's difficult to face him again, the fact is there is my child who still needs a father.
That is so true. Let me tell you another element to that, added to that. That is more on the economical side. But you know, our culture plays a huge role in the absence of fathers in our communities
True.
Today. Culture, in what way? So let's talk about a family where both husband and wife are there, right?
Okay.
Mother and father are there. Unfortunately, there are these practices that we keep on carrying without really knowing how much of a damage they create. So you have your children, or you have a child, or in your case, yes, you have your twins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are told, Gwamelu ekhaya balu best tweets.
What that means?
Gwamelu ekhaya ngoba umdlizane.
Oh, because I'm a new mommy.
Yes, you are a new mommy. So your maternals, women in your family should be taking care of you.
Yes.
And then you sometimes get families that will say the father is not allowed to get into the room where there's a newborn.
Yes.
What we do not understand about that practice is that you are creating a gap already and a space. Because remember when the mommy was pregnant and assuming that they were staying together with the father.
Yes.
This child was used to hearing this voice as one of the key voices
okay.
in their lives. Now, all of a sudden, this voice is gone. And some men may have been singing whenever they meet with the woman or whenever, you know, and touching the belly.
Brushing the belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you tell me I must go and be with my mother for 3 months and the father can't have easy access?
And it's, you know, that special, you know, first days of bonding with the
right.
child. So he misses out on those.
He misses out on that. Now, there's also now the other side of culture. This girl is not married to this guy.
Yeah.
And then what do we say?
Intlawulo.
Intlawulo is
damage, by the way,
yes.
guys. It's damages.
Yes, damages. So what we are essentially saying is that if you don't have money,
then you're not going
to
have
pay
access.
Intlawulo, you won't have access. And so we are, as a result, creating a culture of ATM fathers. If you don't have money.
So it's introduced by my parents to begin
yes.
with, to say he's not going to see his child until he's paid.
And guess who enforces that? Oftentimes it's not our fathers. It's the women.
It's
we become gatekeepers to these cultures. And oftentimes, cultures, if we go back, they were discussed by men, you know, where men would meet.
Yeah.
And discuss these. But that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Who enforces it? Umama.
We do.
In fact, let me refer you to one of our films. So Fathers Matter have 6 films.
Okay.
And one of them, Family Portrait, portrays a story of a young man who impregnates a woman. And this young man happens to be an artist. So money is not easily available.
Of course.
And the mother was saying, you are not going to, you are coming to see this child with what?
With what? But why should I bring possessions right? to see my child?
Because we've monetized almost everything, including the very lobola. Abanta bashabaze bawele sonweni because agaga bine malio ye lobola.
Sure.
Deep stuff.
Deep stuff. Yeah. Now let's talk about the father's role as the one who disciplines. And now you're bringing the idea that he should also play with his children. How does that work? It's disciplining and being playful at the same time. You know, how does one strike that balance?
In fact, a child deserves to know all facets of their parents and their families. It is a bad thing that we label fathers as the one that are going to discipline you.
Yes.
So true. Daddy eventually carries
a monster
mask with him, that these children in the house feel that he's unapproachable. They can't be free. They can't relax with him. So what we are saying at Heartlines, particularly the Fathers Matter program, is that fathers need to be there wholeheartedly and holistically.
Okay.
This child must know you as a lover, as a supporter, as a scout.
Okay.
For opportunities, as a safe space. Now, we are raising two teenage girls.
Okay.
And a preteen. The preteen is a boy, and the two teenagers are girls. You know, Luko, it is such a beautiful thing and healing, for that matter, to me.
Okay.
To see my teenage girls being confident to talk to their father about girl stuff. Things that I would frown at first. Now
Speak to you about it. They're taking it to daddy.
Daddy comes with sanitary towels, and I'm thinking, why? So, no, I got a WhatsApp message. The girl's asking, Batapeli, like, at first, I used to freak out.
Yeah.
How do you talk to your father in corner? But what I have learned is that they have found a safe space in him, too. They have found it easy to relate to. Now, here's the one that's quite recent that made me laugh also. I chuckled at this. Our eldest daughter goes to the supermarket. We all went, but decided to get to another shop. Then when we come back, she says, oh, daddy, I met some guy who insisted on getting my numbers, and I kept on saying, no, I'm a child. And he insisted.
Okay.
So I gave him your numbers. Don't be surprised. And for me, I thought, this is beautiful, because I did not experience this as a child.
Wow.
And experiencing my husband being an active, positive father in the lives of our children, it's healing me as well.
I can imagine.
Who never had that experience.
Sure.
So fathers, gentlemen, step up.
You matter.
Even the very women, the older women, need that healing, unfortunately, from you as well.
And I think also we must not make this mistake as mommies to think we can be everything. You know that common joke, with Father's Day?
Yeah.
and everybody posts, my mommy's played the father role. And I think it comes from a broken place, if you think about it, because I did not have a dad, and truly the only figure I've ever known is my mom. So let's be honest, it does make sense to say my mom did play that father role.
True.
But if you look at the vacancies in my life, and this includes me, if you look at the certain areas in my life that are not fully developed, as you'd said, you can actually attest to the fact that it was because of the absence of the father.
That's true.
So it's not wrong for the child to feel like mommy played that role, but the reality speaks against that.
Yeah.
And I think oftentimes we really need to take that away as women to say, I know I can do it. There's an influencer lady, a single mom in Cape Town, does beautiful content with her daughter. At one of these days, she films herself and she says, I'm so broken. Mm. You know, I've always thought and I felt I was doing right, which she is. She says, but today I got a question I never expected, and I think her daughter's 8. He says, she asked, but mommy, where's my daddy? Why don't I have a daddy? And sadly, daddy rejected her, like rejected the mom, from conception. And so now mommy's like, I don't know how to answer. You know, clever ladies, you know us. No. Tell her that, you know, don't break her heart. Tell her that daddy really loves her, but, you know, there's reasons why. And I said, but are we not also creating another issue when we start lying? I'm not saying tell your child that daddy rejected you. Find another tact, at least to, that's my belief, you can correct me. Find another tact to explain to her that we might not really have the answers, my baby, right now. I'm just here. I'm here for you. One of these days, we'll find out where daddy is. We'll find out why daddy is not around. But don't... The other lady says, I even buy her gifts and say they're from daddy because you're... And I was like, but when this child finds out, what happens to your dignity? What happens to your honesty? How does she view you as a child?
It's a difficult one.
Mm.
You know, as Heartlines, we use storytelling. to convey messages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to tell you a bit about my story.
Mm.
I was also raised without my my biological father. Thank God that my stepfather stepped up. So I did have that contact of a male in my life, and my our family friends that took over my upbringing after, you know. But I want to say that there comes a time where, as a mother, you need to break the news to your child.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I think I said this at the beginning of the program, if you as a mommy are not telling your child the truth about their origins, there is somebody who's going to break it to them.
And it's going to hurt.
And when they do so, remember, it goes back to issues of trust.
Mm.
Now, truth is, there are certain things that our children may not be ready to
handle.
Right? Now, truth can be dissected in many ways. At the level at which the child is and can be able to break it down.
But make sure it's the truth.
And make sure, that is very important as a mother, that you break it out as the truth. Now, the reason I'm sharing a bit of my story is that I remember that I was 9 years old when I first asked my mother about my father. Where did it come from? It came from the fact that somebody I stayed with had mentioned it to me.
Imagine.
In passing, that, oh, your father so-and-so. And this was the first time that I was hearing
about it.
But I needed my own mother to confirm it. So I get home. Interestingly enough, that very day I saw my father. And
so you knew this person, the person was talking about.
I knew this person.
But you didn't know them as your dad.
Yeah, no. In fact, his family would really treat me well. And I just thought, I was the child in the community that was really loved, you know. So I thought it's one of those. So I see him, we greet, he asks about my mother. And I'm like, that's it.
He asked about
my mother. I get home, I tell him, oh, so-and-so said I must say hello to you. Okay. Then I felt, now I'm confident to ask about the story. So I say, oh, see, so-and-so told me that is my father. Oh, my goodness. Yazi indlu iyabhoma, 10 past 4. Go about 10 past 4 in my life.
Yo.
I was 8 at the time. And my mom was so angry about it. And that was like the last time we spoke about it until I was 16.
Wait.
This is 8 years later.
Was she angry that you asked, or was she angry that somebody told you the news?
I think it was both.
Okay.
It was both, because in her shouting, it was, if people can't keep their hands on themselves, you know, 8 years later, I go, but now I'm in matric at 16. I'm asking, madam, I raised an issue 8 years ago and you didn't say anything. Again.
So it's been lingering in your head all these years.
And now, identity. Imagine, throughout my teenagehood, I was living in that space of wanting to know more about this. And unfortunately, it was late, because after I had seen him, I basically saw him once as a father. And thereafter, a few years later, he passed on. But why am I telling this story, Luko? Is that as mothers, sometimes we are thinking we are protecting our children. And you are saying, I'll tell my child when time is right.
Then the father even dies and you're like,
yeah,
I've missed out.
Yeah.
Because you're keeping your truth away from me.
Correct. Because sometimes we underestimate our children's intellect and the way they perceive things. I don't think it would have done... Okay, I might be wrong, but I don't think it would have done any significant difference if my mother had taken me into her confidence to say, yes, that is your father, and whatever, short story, and let
of
it
course.
Rest. But to keep me in suspense for 8 years,
and then
again
at that.
21, I raised this issue again. It was another war. So what is this leading to? I then understood later that my mother was hurting because of all that has happened, the rejection and. But what she didn't understand is that she was drawing me into her hurt without letting me share it fully with her. or at least taking a part of it and saying, either I empathize or I sympathize and I can walk the journey with her. But instead, I just saw her wanting to keep me away from my family.
And in turn, that hurt you?
A lot.
Sure.
Thank God I'm healed now.
Yeah.
Because of a positive, present, active father in the lives of my children.
Yeah.
My husband is that man that God is using to heal me greatly. And more so when I do this work on Father's Matter, daily when I talk about this program, I realize that pockets of my heart are getting healed. In fact, there's a module, or rather a section, that we talk about in Father's Matter. It is titled Father Wounds.
Healing the father wounds.
Yeah. A lot of us are gaping. And we can't even in marriage, we can't co-parent properly because we are parenting from a point of hurt.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's why we have such negative campaigns such as men are what not.
You know,
that's something that I'm not willing to say please with
do
my
not,
mouth.
Please do not.
Yeah. No, especially on this platform.
Yeah.
And so I want to plead to my sisters. I don't want to say I know the hurt, but from my personal experience and the work I do, I want to say I have a clue of what this hurt may look like. But do yourself a favor, my sister, and get healed.
Yeah.
Deal with it, because you have a child, you have children that need to experience you as a whole mother.
Of course.
As a healed mother. And there is really no point to prove. Your children are aware of your hustle. Your children look at you and they call you blessed. It does not take away the fact that you are great.
Exactly.
But at the same breath, it does not make you their father.
That is so true. Now, what would you say to single moms and other female caregivers who are worried that their child is missing out on development opportunities because there is no father or a father figure in their life?
Yeah. My sister, take advantage of what we call social fathers.
Okay.
So if it means registering, enrolling your child to some sports where there's a male figure,
Do that.
If you have a partner, a male partner, allow them to journey with this child. Don't want to create a cubicle that they belong there or this part of your life. You know, like the heart has different chambers.
Yep.
Don't reserve one chamber and say, this is for me and my children alone.
Yeah.
Now, when a partner, hambela ngap. Allow them take advantage of that relationship for the sake of your children as well.
Sure.
If you have a male figure in your family, if your father is there, grandfathers make great social fathers.
They do.
Pastors. They do. I want to applaud pastors. I know Pastors Appreciation Month was last month, but to me it's every day.
Yeah.
I want to appreciate our pastors. Our pastors are caring. Bajarile, batwele mana bafundis. They are fathering the communities.
Yeah.
And I think we also need to thank pastoral families for allowing their fathers to carry the nations.
And sometimes bring you into the, you know, spaces.
Correct.
Mm.
And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have pastors that are mindful that God has brought these children in their ministry, not only just to speak the Bible, but take interest. Men in the church, you see this young person, they are always alone. Step up.
Yeah.
Engage. That child might not be needing money, by the way.
Yep.
Their mother may be self-sufficient financially so. But there are other elements, like emotionally. There are other areas that this young woman may not be thriving and need a father figure to step in and give them that confidence.
Yeah.
A father that will say, my child, you are beautiful. My girl, if you hear another boy saying you are beautiful, tell them, I know my father told me so. I am your father.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm really moved, and I think, you know, like you're saying, we bless God for the people that He brings in our lives. Indeed. That really close those spaces. I was actually laughing the one time. My husband traveled a lot. One day he's out, Kia walks to, I don't know what she did. I did kind of give her a bit of a with my flip-flop. And, you know, she was so angry with me. She was still crawling. She crawls to our bedroom and she stands at the door and she says, "Dada! Dada!" Because she knows, yeah. Daddy would. But the weird thing is that my husband's stricter. Yeah, my husband's stricter. But when I do something, she knows she can always go to report.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. So, man, thank you so much, Mam Figi.
On that point, before we close, you know, something interesting about children. Although their father may be stricter.
Okay.
That is actually the security they need.
Oh. Okay.
Children thrive on structure. Okay. Children appreciate structure. But if just the walls are broken, ingena puma anytime, that child loses a sense of security. True. And pride. So big ups that your children know that although their father is stricter, but they know this is the go-to when we need protection.
And I think also when they do it out of love, when they're able, like we were talking earlier, yeah. on, to balance that with love.
Correct.
To say, I can play with you, I can love on you, I can provide for you, but I'm also not going to just allow anything to go by.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
Correct.
I'm thinking it's been a great episode, great start to the show, I must say. And not only because I'm saying that, but Frank Jacobs also attests to that. It's his great show. Thank you. Got another message earlier on, but it's getting really busy here. Annette van der Merwe actually said blessings, because she's also just watching us from our Facebook feed.
Amen.
So thank you so, so much. And I don't know if I'm not putting you on the spot, but I want to say also to our listeners, for next week and any other week that we get to have these chats, if there is any comment, if there's any question you'd like to ask, please make sure it comes through 082-657-2729. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go? I see you quickly went on your phone there.
Of course. I want to make this known that Fathers Matter have a system that we call the Fathers Matter Coach.
Okay.
So there's a father out there that says, "Luko, Figili, I want to be involved, but I don't know where to start." This platform is created as a safe space where you can just send a message, ask your question, and then the Fathers Matter Coach will give you few options on what to do.
Wow.
So it's a WhatsApp line that you can just save the number on your phone and then send a hi, and then it will give you prompts. And whenever they give you advices, they will be appropriate according to the ages of children that you've registered that you are fathering.
So they literally coach you and help you navigate this fatherhood thing.
Exactly.
Guys,
that.
I wasn't lying, because I did say earlier on, if you're a father and you're trying to get it right, please listen up.
Yes. Can I give the number?
Yes, please.
It is 060-058-2107.
Please repeat it.
060-058-2107.
Wow. Father's coach, make sure you don't fumble and fumble and fumble when somebody is there to say, "I can help with this. I know how you can navigate through it."
Correct.
Thank you so much, Mam Figile.
Only a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you to the behind the scenes photographer. Yeah. She brought her husband in, by the way. So,
a father person of mine.
A supporter. So thank you so much. And God bless until next week.
God bless you.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You
and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.